Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Eve edition. Rolling into the happier 5 o'clock happy hour, and I'm happy to welcome back my tan little buddy Dominic. Fresh off a beach in Florida, man. Here's the question everyone's dying to ask. Did you sport that yellow Speedo?
Oh, hell no. I got a blue one. But no tan lines, baby. That's my gangster rap name. Hey, good to be back, Crudy. It was a beautiful trip down to the FLA. I had lots of sun in the 80s pretty much the whole time I was there. So yeah. I am recharged and ready to go. Anything been happening since I've been gone?
I'm so very happy for your opportunity to go to sunny and warm Florida. And you brought back snow, so thanks for that as well.
I didn't bring that back. I'm bringing some sunshine, baby.
Well, bring the pain right on the radio. You can always be a part of this big show, 844-967-2789. Dom, catching up for a grueling two-day work week.
Oh, just in time.
Tomorrow on the big show, we've got Charles Franklin.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, I got Charles. Well, before you come around, I got Charles earlier in the big program, 3 o'clock hour, a new national polling out U.S. Supreme Court. And some of the early indication I saw others take on the polling. Ketanji Brown Jackson, a very, very popular choice, perhaps the most popular nominee in modern history.
Wow.
So we'll talk all about that with Charles Franklin, pollster extraordinaire, tomorrow 3:30, long before Dom rolls into work.
Now, has this poll been released already, or will it be released tomorrow?
National polling has been released.
It has been. And they asked about, you know, Clarence Thomas and his insurrectionist
wife. All the way back. Well, that I'm less clear about.
You know what I'm saying?
They did compare some historical polling on Clarence Thomas from the point where he was initially confirmed to the court. So she, Ketanji Brown Jackson, far more popular at this point in her nomination process than any of the predecessors. And it ain't even close.
Well, she's sharp as a whip. I'm not surprised. But come on, man. Clarence Thomas and Ginny? Really? I mean, this whole, you must recuse yourself if anything. No, he already played his cards. He was the only vote against releasing the data that showed that his wife was dialed into the QAnon, pushing all this stuff. I mean, what?
Let me give you the response. So what? Can't make him recuse? You won't ever successfully impeach him. He couldn't even impeach the corrupted former president.
So you don't try. I mean, don't you wonder, Crudy? Do you think that Clarence Thomas is of sound mind and ethics when he casts that?
Oh, ethics?
Vote?
Hell no.
Hell no. Okay, so you're okay with leaving him on there and just, you know, just another thing. Why impeach him? It's not going to work. Why impeach Trump? It's not going to work. I mean, why? What the hell? Why bother even voting? I mean, we're all doomed to hell.
Slow
anyway.
Down, man. I didn't say don't vote.
Well, you
don't
fight
put words in my mouth, Sylvia.
You fight every chance you get, and Clarence Thomas can go to hell, man.
Well, you know, I don't like going out in the schoolyard and get my ass kicked in a losing battle. I'm going to go fight a fight I'm going to win. You know, I'm all down for fighting. Don't act like I don't know how to fight, man.
So then if that's the case, then if your Crudy was a federal prosecutor, you're one of those guys that would only take the case if it's a guaranteed win. Sometimes you got to throw it against the wall, man. Sometimes you got to stand up for what is right. And to have Clarence Thomas remain on that court, I mean, this is beyond the pale.
I'm just saying, in a practical sense, nothing you can do about it, man. Nothing. There is no instrument for you or I or any other lefty in our outrage. AOC said resign or face impeachment. And, you know, I agree with the sentiment somewhere deep down, but that ain't going to happen. You don't really have the votes, right? You're not going to get two-thirds majority to remove Clarence Thomas. Hell, you're not even getting Republicans to speak up and say, oh, maybe he should recuse on this singular issue where his wife is up to her, you know, pearl-covered neck.
He already cast the vote to try and continue to conceal her involvement in an ongoing insurrection in this country as a Supreme Court justice. I mean,
you got a problem with that.
Yeah, I got a little problem with that. I got a little bitty problem with that. So, no, I mean, I just, and I understand your point, Crudy. Oh, why? But the same issue would come up about impeaching Trump. Do you think it was proper to impeach Trump twice?
Certainly the second time. I mean, the gravity of the allegations was basically he incited the January 6th. I think when the evidence plays out, yeah, I think that ultimately Trump will be found guilty. Whether or not he ever serves time, that's a whole different question. But do I think the second impeachment was worthwhile? Yeah, even if just for history's sake. The first impeachment.
So what? Wait. Okay. Very good. So for history's sake. So why not for history's sake? Put a marker on the ground to say if your insurrectionist spouse
when are you gonna
is
do this?
Actively involved
when are you
in trying
do this?
To overthrow the United States government while you're a sitting Supreme Court justice, that we're going to take umbrage with that.
Okay, here's a couple of
checkboxes. What is the difference? What is the difference? That's my question to you.
What's happening this November, Dom?
I'll answer that question. You asked your mind. You said it's okay to do it to Trump, if nothing else, for history's sake. Why not take that same attitude about Thomas?
Less history to impeach Supreme Court justices. Been over a couple hundred years. If you had a specific conviction, let's say of Jenny Thomas, if it turns out she was a funding source or a direct conspirator in this January 6th, and not just sort of someone's crazy wife sending off text missives to Mark Meadows, because I don't see criminality in being somebody's crazy wife. I see him posting all over Facebook, and there's plenty of crazy husbands too, so don't think this is misogyny on my part. But what I would say is, if there was a specific criminal conviction of Jenny Thomas and it came up before the Supreme Court and Clarence still wanted to rule on that one, yeah, and ruled in his wife's favor somehow, whatever. You know,
He already did it.
Crew. That's how you perceive
it. Okay, so if he does it again, then it's for history's sake?
But at the end of the day, you don't have the means to remove him from the court. You are in the midst of a midterm year. So while that might seem great, man, I want a pound of flesh, that's not really going to get a pound of flesh, but let's go to impeachment in the middle of the midterms.
What? So justice has to, you know, work around the election season, huh?
I'm telling you, justice often does have to work around the election season. Otherwise, it comes off as partisan.
What? It's not like Thomas is up for election, man. What are you talking about?
No, but everybody that would rule on his impeachment is... And you're not going to get any Republican support. They've already shown that. They're already not even asking him or pressuring him to recuse. If anything, they're giving him cover, right? The Republicans have already shown. They stand with their band. So they're not going to vote to impeach this guy. And if you do something like this, well, if you don't like defund the police, try impeach Clarence Thomas and see how that plays in the midterms. Okay, and when you hand the House back to the Republicans in the midterms, they'll turn around and impeach Joe Biden and maybe Ketanji Brown Jackson.
On what charge? For what?
Doesn't matter, right?
Well, it does matter,
just
Crudy,
for the sake of history.
Matters. So let me ask you this then. Are you fine with the J6 committee subpoenaing Jenny Thompson?
Sure.
But is that harassment? Why would you be okay with that?
I'm okay if the DOJ puts her in front of a grand jury. But I don't think that.
Okay, how about discovery then? Discovery, if you do that, you put her in front of a grand jury, you go for discovery, and you try to get, you know, subpoena phone records and computer records and emails, and there's, you know, marital conversation between a husband and wife. About say, hey, Jenny. I mean, don't you think the timing?
Well, I don't
think
you can compel a wife to testify against their spouse, anyways.
Don't you think the timing of Thomas's illness is suspect?
No, No, I mean, I like don't.
Two
think,
weeks ago, he,
I don't
he
think
was,
you've got a healthy
under
guy.
The weather for 2 weeks, and all of a sudden, all this comes out. You don't think that had any impact on him whatsoever? If you knew you're going to go through the churn, you don't think that had anything to do with this? I think it does. I think it's very relevant, and I think they had communications regarding this case that was before him, where he was the only one. And if he and his wife discussed the insurrection and her role in it, and there's electronic communications thereof, and he decided because of that, his wife, that he voted the way he did, would that be grounds for impeachment?
Well, first and foremost, I would hope someone who has been impaneled on the U.S. Supreme Court would have the good sense to get themselves a burner phone. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even know what a burner phone is.
And above and beyond that, I got to tell you, I think that if Clarence and Jenny are having this sort of pillow talk.
Of course they
As you and I often have through the years when we go on the road.
Of course, man. You know it, baby.
Late at night.
Those are pillows.
So, do I think they've had these conversations? Sure. Yep. I absolutely do. I do think he is corrupted. I do think that he is worthy of impeachment. But I think from a practical point of view, it is the midterm year. And you got to be aware of the politics of this. If it's not going to be a successful impeachment, do you go lose the House over it? Do you go hand impeachment power over to the Republicans so they can take their swings at Joe Biden next?
They're going to, again, Crudy, I'm tired of waiting to see what will happen then. They're going to do those
things.
How
about we go out and campaign and try to retain the House?
When it was Bernie Sanders, whoever won, they're going to call the socialist. And what happened? Everyone's the socialist. I mean, that's what they do. I'm not going to worry about what they're going to do. We know what they're going to do. The question is, what do we do?
We go campaign and we win the House and we win the U.S. Senate and we hold serve, man. And perhaps we hold the executive branch as well in 2024.
How about holding the judicial branch responsible for their actions? What's the point of the House and the Senate and having the ability if you don't exercise that power to get rid of the corruption which is so badly needed in this country?
Immunity. I mean, effectively, if you want it, diplomatic immunity, go get yourself put on the U.S. Supreme Court.
It's just been revoked, bitch.
Come back, more Devil's Advocates. My tan little buddy, no tan lines. Dominic's back from the beach. You could be on the phones, 844-967-2789.
Judicial system!
Sedition!
Diplomatic immunity!
Fuck that guy.